Hey folks, and welcome back into the pod. I just wanted to speak on a topic that is super annoying. And if you're not into a politics talk right now, pass this one by. I'm actually not into a politics talk right now, but so it's not really politics, but it is. So, you know, listen for a minute, and if it bugs you and you're not in a space where you can hear it, I get it. Here's the deal. The news media, all of them, even the ones that I like to watch personally, so I just want to give you perspective here, it's every MFing one of them. They are irritating the crap out of me. And I try not to make this all about me, but I am a news junkie. I like to know what's going on. I know part of it comes from my dad and the way that he brought us up and always learning and knowing about current events. And then I know it's partially because of my Jewish heritage and the just genetic need to be aware so that we can make decisions for our family that keep us safe. And I know that that is a part of it. And I do acknowledge that. So I just want to say that first. So that's where my perspective comes from. But I do like to be well informed. I do like to listen to the news. But honestly, right now, first of all, it's way too soon for us to be having to talk about another MFing election. I have friggin' PTSD and agita from the last couple of elections. And as much as I am a voter, I am an American citizen, I will never miss voting, no matter how aggravated I am with the media, because my aggravation is with the media, not with people running for office who are truthful and working hard for us, the American people. And that's at the local, state, and federal level. I'm not aggravated with them, but I think a lot of times people's aggravation with the media and what they just consistently drone on about, okay, aggravates people and they shut down. So what I'd like to say first is that being the background that I have and the interests that I have, I'm not going to shut down, but I don't want you to shut down either. I want you to shut off the news right now and check in every so often. That's what I'm doing. And honestly, as much as I hate social media for a lot of things, it is good for some things. And one of the things that it can be good for, not always, but can be, is for a quick headline. Now, you got to be careful with that because you know that they manipulate it. So I would suggest getting on a news site like Yahoo News or Google News or one of the network websites and quickly check your headlines once or twice a day. You don't need to check it more often because, you know, we don't have a president that's about to start a nuclear war by saying someone is stupid, fat, or ugly. So we don't need to worry about that right now. We don't have to be hyper-vigilant when it comes to that. But it is good to know what's going on. However, the news channels are just, oh my God, it's so fucking ridiculous. Droning on and on and on and on and on. Listen, everybody who's informed is aware that the former guy is up on 91 counts. Trials are coming. Criminal trials are coming, civil trials are happening at the state and federal level. I don't think the civil at the federal, but civil trials at the state level and criminal trials at the state level, as well as criminal trials at the federal level, if we're being accurate. So let me be accurate, okay? And we all know that. They don't need to drone on and on and on and on and have the same experts on who say the same shit every single day. Oh my God, there's 19 defendants in this case in Georgia, and how are they going to try it? And these people are trying to sever themselves in the case, and how many cases is it going to... Who cares? Maybe a law student cares. Yes, absolutely. And as voters, we should be aware But do we need to listen to this droning on day after day after day after day after day? No. Because you know what? It's not relevant to our everyday life right now. Now, when we're within 6 months of the election in 2024, in November of 2024. So let's say April or May of next year, maybe June. Okay. Then you got to dig in, be at attention, know what's happening, know where we are, know what's being said, and know what's being promised as action for us, the citizens of this country. Because I think what we're losing here, and this goes along with the malignant narcissism and all that stuff, okay, is that somebody keeps talking about themselves. Woe is me, witch hunt, you know, I don't have to hit the highlights because you already know them and you're already sick of them. And so am I, okay? So we don't want to hear what your problem is, former guy. We don't want to hear what any of your problems are. No matter what guy you are or gal you are, former, present, adjacent, hoping to be for future, we don't care. What we care about, well, we care about your health and fitness, but we care about what you are going to do for us, the American people. And quite frankly, a lot of people are not talking about that. Why? Because one major party in this country has no platform about what they're going to do to help you and me. They just don't. Have you heard them talk about what they're going to do for you and me other than try to take away our rights or more of them? I have not. And I have listened and I have looked. I'm not seeing anything. And yes, I have just said that this is way too early. Yes, it is. But come March, when the parties have their conventions, what they're supposed to be talking about at their conventions is, here is our plan to make the country better, to make your life better, citizen and voter. We want to do that, and here's how we're going to do it. The last election, one of the major parties, the one that did not win the White House, did not have anything on the docket to discuss except whining, complaining, bitching, and moaning about what was happening to them. That is a narcissistic way of thinking of things. That is not what we need as a country. We do need to come together 100%. But we also need to hear what our candidates are going to do for us. Because after all, really, it should be about us, not about them. And so, folks, take a break from the news. Check in any way that you're able to, mentally and physically. And let's give this a rest. And let's think about what we really need as citizens and only vote for the people that are going to give it to us.